Mr. Punch presents The Sporting Gazette, a gallop through British sporting history in two parts. Compiled by Sue Rodwell and directed by John Tuckey. Part 2, Sporting Pastimes.
John Woodhouse, 2nd of January, 1867. Wednesday. To Hoccombe on a visit till Saturday. The party, the Prince and Princess of Wales, Duke of Edinburgh, Duke and Duchess of Sutherland, an impertinent young puppy from Cambridge, and many others. Thursday was a great day shooting. We killed 1,683 head, 16 guns. A stupid massacre on the whole, and horribly cold. The ladies, including the princess, picnicked in a tent and walked about in the snow, the princess in a sledge to see the shooting. A very unfeminine proceeding. The Prince of Wales looked very ill. He is ruining his health as fast as he can. Eats enormously, sits up all night, smokes incessantly, drinks continual nips of brandy. He is only to add, as I fear he will, gambling and whoring.
The Daily Mail, January 4th, 1967. Donald Campbell was only 200 yards and 1 second from setting a world water speed record of 300 miles per hour when he was killed yesterday. His jet boat Bluebird leapt from Coniston Water, somersaulted 50 feet into the air, then crashed and sank. The 200 yards was all that remained of Campbell's second kilometre run across the lake to give an average speed. At the time of the disaster, Bluebird was travelling at more than 300 miles per hour. Mr. Norman Buckley, Campbell's chief observer, said, "Donald could have beaten his own record of 276 miles per hour and reached the 300 mile per hour average easily. He had only to return at 303 miles per hour because his first run was completed at 297 miles per hour."
John Evelyn, January 6th, 1662. This evening, according to custom, His Majesty opened the revels of that night by throwing the dice himself in the privy chamber, where was a table set on purpose, and lost his £100. The year before, he won £1,500. The ladies also played very deep. I came away when the Duke of Ormond had won about £1,000 and left them still at passage, cards, etc. At other tables, both there and at the groom porter's, observing the wicked folly and monstrous excess of passion amongst some losers, sorry am I that such a wretched custom as play to that excess should be countenanced in a court which ought to be an example of virtue to the rest of the kingdom.
François de la Rochefoucauld, January 1784. Woodbridge, Suffolk. The farmers of this district generally meet together once a year to test their horses. They assemble together, and each pays a certain contribution of something more than half a guinea towards a dinner and a silver cup which they purchase for the winning team. Then each hitches a team of six horses to a huge tree or to a block of immovable stone, and the team which, at the command of the wagoner, makes the greatest efforts without any stimulus of the whip, wins the prize. I was assured that the horses very often pull so hard that all six fall on their knees. Sometimes the prize is more useful. Nor is it right that the dinners which follow these contests should be condemned, or that the farmers should be counted foolish to spend in this way the money which they have earned by the sweat of their brow. It is at such gatherings of members of the damned, or that the farmers should be counted foolish to spend in this way the money which they have earned by the sweat of their brow.